Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now to check in with Joe Mays, former Chiefs linebacker. Joe's appearance is brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC. Before we get to the defensive side, Joe, which I definitely want to get your opinion on after last night's performance, did your heart sink like everyone else when you saw Patrick Mahomes laying on the field?
Definitely. You know, especially on that type of play, you know, it's a quarterback sneak. It's a play that's really, really quick. You don't expect anything to happen, but with him laying there and him taking his helmet off, you knew something was serious. So I was holding my breath a little bit, just making sure that the young man is okay.
Yeah, I hated the play call because he's already banged up, and then you're shoving him into a pile with 21 other men falling on top of him. And you know, because you've been there, what goes on underneath that pile, man? People are taking shots, aren't they?
No, you know what? Not really, man. Not on quarterbacks. I mean, you know, on linebackers, yes. On quarterbacks, no. They, you know, you try not to do anything that, you know, it's going to hurt any quarterback in the league, because once you do, it's no turning back. That's where the fines come in. That's where the suspensions come in. So I just think that he had way too many big bodies on top of him. And, you know, that was pretty much the case, you know, with what happened last night.
So what goes on now if you're in that locker room, you're on that team, the star quarterback goes down? What's the conversation like today? What's the conversation like going forward amongst teammates?
Yeah, I'm thinking everyone is talking about stepping that game up. You know, that's on both the offense and the defensive side of the ball, because, you know, when you lose your star player, you know, you're going to need production from every single person. And, you know, the defense, they're going to have to play just like they played last night. The offense, they're going to have to be able to, you know, not only throw the ball, but rush the ball as well and just have a great balance. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how this team responds, you know, when they lose, you know, the most important piece to their squad.
Yeah, so where do you draw the line between, like, all right, next man up versus reality sets in and goes, we lost Patrick Mahomes?
Well, you know what? It's always that next man up mentality. But when you lose Patrick Mahomes, it's like, okay, well, it's a sense of urgency, because you don't know how long this guy's going to be out. You don't know the specific details of the injury itself. So you're going to have to step your game up, each and every single person. So I think there's going to be a sense of urgency for these guys to go out there and play well each and every game and not necessarily rely on the offense to carry the load. The defense is going to have to step up, like I said before, and the special teams are, you know, once they get the opportunities, they're going to have to do a great job, too.
Joe Mays with us here on 610 Sports Radio, former Chiefs linebacker. And, Joe, I think defensively, man, I love what we saw last night defensively. And some people say, well, it's only against the Broncos. But I'm like, I don't care who it's against. The defense needed that slump buster last night that they got. How important is it for a defense or any player to have that slump buster like they did last night to see some real good tangible results?
It's extremely important. I mean, you've seen guys coming out of the woodworks with sacks last night. You know, with 9 total sacks, they had a sack on each level of the defense. I mean, that was something that was – it was pretty awesome to watch. And it's special because, you know, not everyone gets a chance to have games like that. And the Chiefs defense had that opportunity, and they took advantage of it. Although it was against the Broncos, I mean, you know, I don't think anyone's paying too much attention to that. I mean, but they're going to be expecting – for these guys to come out there and do it again.
Yeah, 4 straight games that you have over 180 yards rushing. Last night looked like there was a concerted effort to stop the running game early.
Yes, it's extremely important when you stop the run, because if you stop the run, you're leaving teams one-dimensional. You know, they're going to have to come out and pass the ball, and that's when you have the opportunity to, you know, put that pressure on those guys. So, yeah, I think it's extremely important to come out there, you know, establish dominance, establish your run set defense, and then, you know, let the cars play from there.
You know, this defense, the way they played last night, you look at it and go, okay, that's a Super Bowl caliber defense, the way that they played last night. Now with Mahomes down, do you have confidence this defense can step it up against Green Bay next week, Minnesota the following week? Can they be that defense that picks up the slack?
I think they can. So the thing is, you know, they struggled so far this season, but they had a great amount of success last night. So they know what that feels like. I really believe that, you know, with them doing what they did last night and having that confidence and that belief in themselves and the coaches having confidence in those guys too, they're gonna just unleash the wolves a little bit and let them roam and do whatever they need to do in order to win the game. So I think they have the opportunity and the ability to do it. It's all about them going out there and execute.
Yeah, that's what it is now, too. I think what we saw last night was like a little scratch of the surface of how good they can be, and they need to say, okay, 10 days from now against the Green Bay Packers, we need to do the same thing out there and perform like that against the Packers, because quite honestly now with Mahomes down, whether it's 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever the case may be, this defense is going to have to play bigger because you don't have that, you know, that weapon that nobody else has to offer. Now you're playing more on an even playing field with other teams.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, and the Green Bay Packers, you know, the Broncos are not the Packers, okay? The Broncos has Flacco, the Packers has Rodgers. I mean, you know, two totally different quarterbacks, two totally different offenses. So when it comes to playing the Packers, they're going to have to step that game up most definitely. And try to, you know, apply so much pressure on Rodgers because he can pick you apart if you give him time.
Have you ever been on a field where you saw a quarterback just completely disinterested like Joe Flacco was last
wow.
night?
Bad body language.
You know what, man? I don't think I have. That was pretty sad to see, you know, especially a guy that won a Super Bowl. You don't expect to see guys going out there and just not look interested at all. And you don't expect the coach to leave guys out there that don't look interested at all. So I think there's going to be some talk in that locker room and some talk within that organization to try to figure out what they're going to do at that quarterback position. Because Flacco, he's shown that he's not it.
Joe, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
That's Joe Mays. Joe's appearance is brought to you by the Leia Center, 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.